The Lean Mean Machine by Joy Berry. Hello, my name is Joy, and I'd like to tell you a story about Maggie and a valuable lesson she learned about handling uncomfortable feelings.
Let's not forget that winning isn't everything,
Pamela warned. Maggie responded with a chuckle.
Oh my gosh, Pamela. Winning isn't everything, but it sure beats the heck out of losing.
And win is exactly what we're gonna do,
AJ added.
All right!
Teddy shouted as he slapped the palms of AJ's hands. Casey, also ecstatic with the prospects of winning, tried to stifle his giggling, but his enthusiasm could not be contained. There had not been this much excitement around the Human Race Club treehouse for a long time. The single object that had charged the air with what seemed like pure electricity had been appropriately named the Lean Mean Machine. The Lean Mean Machine was a wooden motorless go-kart that had been carefully constructed by the Human Race Club. It took the group a little more than 3 months to gather all of the vehicle's many parts and assemble them. As the club members stood in tribute around the magnificent go-kart, they fondly reminisced about everything that had taken place in the course of the last few months. Teddy spoke in reverent tones.
Can you believe what we just accomplished? Look at that go-kart, and it's all because we worked together as a team. As far as I'm concerned, we should feel proud of ourselves.
All right, on, Teddy! Woo!
The club members showed their approval of Teddy's remarks by cheering enthusiastically. When things finally calmed down, Casey asked innocently,
"Gee, since this go-kart was such a team effort, how are we going to decide who gets to drive it in tomorrow's race?"
The race Casey referred to was the Hometown Go-Kart Derby, held annually on the town's steepest hill. Its paved street was closed off one day a year so the special event could take place. Cash prizes were awarded to the winners. According to an announcement in the local newspaper, $200 would be given to this year's first place winner, $100 would be given for second place, and $50 for third. Maggie confidently answered Casey's question.
Everybody already knows who's driving in tomorrow's race.
AJ broke into the conversation.
Oh, yeah, who?
Maggie ignored AJ's question and continued talking.
Don't you remember who came up with the idea of building a go-kart?
Maggie's comment triggered Pamela's thinking.
The answer to that question would require a bit of research. After all, go-karts have been in existence for years.
Maggie quickly attacked Pamela's train of thought.
That's not what I mean, Pamela. I'm talking about the person who suggested that we build a go-kart. If you remember, I saw the newspaper article. I told you guys about it, and I suggested that we enter the derby. That's why I should be the one to drive in tomorrow's race.
I should get to drive. I was the one that found a good deal.
It was as though Maggie had set off a string of firecrackers in the middle of the gathering. The group exploded into a series of arguments. Each club member was yelling why he or she should be the one to drive in the derby. Only Pamela remained silent. She tried to block out the bickering by putting her hands over her ears, but it was no use. Finally, when she could stand it no longer, she jumped into the middle of the group and yelled as loud as she could.
Everyone, listen to me!